Welcome to Sportsman's Park in St. Louis, for the game between the Philadelphia Athletics and the St. Louis Browns. Here are the starting lineups. For the Philadelphia Athletics. Batting in the lead-off spot. The second baseman, Max Bishop. Batting second. The right fielder, Doc Kramer. Batting third. The catcher, Mickey Cochran. Batting fourth. The left fielder, Al Simmons. Batting fifth. The first baseman, Jimmy Fox. Batting sixth. The center fielder, Mule Haas. Batting seventh. The shortstop, Eric McNair. Batting eighth. The third baseman, Jimmy Dykes. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Tony Freitas. Pitching for the Philadelphia Athletics, Tony Freitas. For the St. Louis Browns. Batting in the lead-off spot. The center fielder, Fred Schult. Batting second. The first baseman, Jack Burns. Batting third. The right fielder, Bruce Campbell. Batting fourth. The left fielder, Goose Goslin. Batting fifth. The catcher, Rick Farrell. Batting sixth. The second baseman, Ski Melillo. Batting seventh. The third baseman, Ed Grimes. Batting eighth. The shortstop, Jim Levy. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Bump Hadley. Pitching for the St. Louis Browns, Bump Hadley. And now, play ball. Max Bishop is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bishop takes first base on ball four. Doc Kramer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kramer hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Hadley fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Bishop moves to second. Mickey Cochran is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cochran bunts towards the mound. Hadley fields it and throws to first for the out. Bishop moves to third. Kramer moves to second. One out. Al Simmons is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Simmons hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Bishop scores. Kramer scores. It's 2-0, Athletics. Jimmy Fox is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fox is called out on strikes. Two outs. Mule Haas is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Haas hits a ball on the ground towards first. Burns juggles the ball. That's an error on Burns. Simmons moves to third. Eric McNair is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Haas. The throw from Farrell and he is safe. Haas steals second. Eric McNair is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McNair hits a ball on the ground towards short. Levy scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 1, with the score, the Athletics 2, and the Browns nothing. The Browns will come to bat. Fred Schult is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Schult hits a fly ball into center field. Haas settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Jack Burns is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Burns hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Bishop scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Bruce Campbell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Campbell hits a fly ball into left field. Simmons settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 2. With the score, the Athletics 2, and the Browns nothing. The Athletics will come to bat. Jimmy Dykes is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Dykes is called out on strikes. One out. Tony Freitas is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Freitas strikes out. Two outs. Max Bishop is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bishop is 0-0 in the game. With a walk. Bishop hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Melillo scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 2, with the score, the Athletics 2, and the Browns nothing. The Browns will come to bat. Goose Goslin is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Goslin hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Bishop scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Rick Farrell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Farrell hits a ball on the ground towards third. Dykes fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Ski Melillo is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Melillo hits a ball on the ground towards short. McNair scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Farrell moves to second. Two outs. Ed Grimes is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Grimes hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Farrell scores. It's 2-1, Athletics. Jim Levy is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Levy hits a ball on the ground towards third. Dykes fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Grimes moves to second. Bump Hadley is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hadley hits a ball on the ground towards short. McNair fields it and throws to second for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 3, with the score, the Athletics 2, and the Browns 1. The Athletics will come to bat. Doc Kramer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kramer is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Kramer hits a fly ball into left field. Goslin settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Mickey Cochran is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cochran is 0-for-0 in the game. Cochran takes first base on ball 4. Al Simmons is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Simmons is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. He's got 2 RBIs. Simmons takes first base on ball 4. Cochran moves to second. Jimmy Fox is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fox is 0-for-1 in the game. Fox is called out on strikes. Two outs. Mulehaus is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Haas is 0-for-1 in the game. Haas takes first base on ball 4. Cochran moves to third. Simmons moves to second. Eric McNair is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McNair is 0-for-1 in the game. McNair hits a pop-up, foul, in front of the plate. Farrell settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 3, with the score, the Athletics 2, and the Browns 1. The Browns will come to bat. Fred Schult is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Schult is 0-for-1 in the game. Schult hits a long drive deep into left field. That ball is going, gone. A home run. It's Athletics, 2, Browns, 2. Jack Burns is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Burns is 0-for-1 in the game. Burns hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Bishop settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Bruce Campbell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Campbell is 0-for-1 in the game. Campbell hits a fly ball into right field. Kramer settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Goose Goslin is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Goslin is 0-for-1 in the game. Goslin hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Bishop scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 4, with the score, the Athletics 2, and the Browns 2. The Athletics will come to bat. Jimmy Dykes is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Dykes is 0-for-1 in the game. Dykes hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Tony Freitas is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Freitas is 0-for-1 in the game. Freitas bunts towards first. Burns scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Freitas for the out. Dykes moves to second. One out. Max Bishop is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bishop is 0 for 1 in the game. With a walk, Bishop hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Hadley fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Dykes moves to third. Doc Kramer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kramer is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Kramer hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Dykes scores. Bishop moves to second. It's 3-2, Athletics. Mickey Cochran is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cochran is 0 for 0 in the game. With a walk, Cochran hits a fly ball into center field. Schultz settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Al Simmons is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Simmons is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single and a walk. He's got two RBIs. Simmons takes first base on ball 4. Bishop moves to third. Kramer moves to second. Jimmy Fox is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fox is 0 for 2 in the game. Fox hits a line drive to left field. Goslin throws towards third. Grimes fumbles the ball. That's a base hit and an error on Grimes. Bishop scores. Kramer scores. Simmons moves to third. Fox moves to second. It's 5-2, Athletics. Mulehaus is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Haas is 0 for 1 in the game. With a walk, Haas hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Campbell throws the ball into Melillo, who tags Haas trying to catch an extra base, for the out. Simmons scores. Fox scores. It's 7-2, Athletics. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 4, with the score, the Athletics 7, and the Browns 2. The Browns will come to bat. Rick Farrell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Farrell is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. Farrell hits a pop-up towards short. McNair settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Ski Melillo is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Melillo is 0 for 1 in the game. Melillo takes first base on ball 4. Ed Grimes is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Grimes is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Grimes hits a line drive towards the right side of the infield. Bishop catches it and throws to first to double up Melillo. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 5, with the score, the Athletics 7, and the Browns 2. The Athletics will come to bat. Eric McNair is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McNair is 0 for 2 in the game. McNair hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Jimmy Dykes is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Dykes is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Dykes hits a pop-up, foul, towards first. Burns settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Tony Freitas is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Freitas is 0 for 1 in the game. Freitas bunts towards the mound. Hadley fields it and throws to first for the out. McNair moves to second. Two outs. Max Bishop is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bishop is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single and a walk. Bishop takes first base on ball 4. Doc Kramer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kramer is 2 for 3 in the game, with two singles. He's got one RBI. Kramer hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Melillo scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 5, with the score, the Athletics 7, and the Browns 2. The Browns will come to bat. Jim Levy is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Levy is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. Levy hits a ball on the ground towards third. Dykes fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Bump Hadley is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hadley is 0 for 1 in the game. Hadley hits a line drive into right center field, beyond the reach of Haas, who is chasing the ball. Hadley reaches third base with a triple. Fred Schult is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Schult is 1 for 2 in the game, with a home run. He's got one RBI. Schult takes first base on ball 4. Jack Burns is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Burns is 0 for 2 in the game. Burns hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Hadley scores. Schult moves to third. It's 7-3, Athletics. Bruce Campbell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Campbell is 0 for 2 in the game. Campbell takes first base on ball 4. Burns moves to second. Goose Goslin is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Goslin is 0 for 2 in the game. Goslin hits a pop-up, foul, in front of the plate. Cochran settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Rick Farrell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Farrell is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Farrell hits a line drive into left center field, beyond the reach of Haas, who is chasing the ball. Farrell reaches third base with a triple. Schult scores. Burns scores. Campbell goes all the way around to score. It's 7-6, Athletics. Roy Mahaffey now pitching. Ski Melillo is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Melillo is 0 for 1 in the game. With a walk. Melillo hits a fly ball into center field. Haas settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 6, with the score, the Athletics 7, and the Browns 6. The Athletics will come to bat. Mickey Cochran is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cochran is 0 for 1 in the game. With a walk. Cochran hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Melillo scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Al Simmons is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Simmons is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single and two walks. He's got two RBIs. Simmons hits a pop-up, foul, towards first. Burns settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Jimmy Fox is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fox is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. He's got two RBIs. Fox hits a line drive into right field, out of the reach of Campbell. Fox reaches second base with a double. Mule Haas is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Haas is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single and a walk. He's got two RBIs. Haas hits a line drive towards the right side of the infield. Melillo reaches out and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 6, with the score, the Athletics 7, and the Browns 6. The Browns will come to bat. Ed Grimes is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Grimes is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Grimes hits a fly ball into center field. Haas settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Jim Levy is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Levy is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Levy hits a ball on the ground towards short. McNair scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Bump Hadley is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hadley is 1 for 2 in the game, with a triple. Hadley hits a pop-up towards short. McNair settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 7, with the score, the Athletics 7, and the Browns 6. The Athletics will come to bat. Eric McNair is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McNair is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. McNair hits a long drive deep into left field. That ball is going, gone. A home run. It's 8-6, Athletics. Jimmy Dykes is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Dykes is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Dykes hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Lefty Stewart now pitching. Roy Mahaffey is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mahaffey bunts towards third. Grimes fields it and throws to second for the out. One out. Max Bishop is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bishop is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single and two walks. Bishop takes first base on ball 4. Mahaffey moves to second. Doc Kramer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kramer is 2-for-4 in the game, with two singles. He's got one RBI. Kramer hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Melillo scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Mahaffey moves to third. Bishop moves to second. Two outs. Mickey Cochran is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cochran is 0-for-2 in the game. With a walk. Cochran takes first base on ball 4. Al Simmons is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Simmons is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single and two walks. He's got two RBIs. Simmons strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 7, with the score, the Athletics 8, and the Browns 6. The Browns will come to bat. Fred Shult is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Shult is 1-for-2 in the game, with a home run and a walk. He's got one RBI. Shult hits a pop-up, foul, towards first. Fox settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Jack Burns is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Burns is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Burns takes first base on ball 4. Bruce Campbell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Campbell is 0-for-2 in the game. With a walk. Campbell hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Simmons. Campbell reaches second base with a double. Burns goes all the way around to score. It's 8-7 Athletics. Goose Goslin is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Goslin is 0-for-3 in the game. Goslin hits a pop-up, foul, in front of the plate. Cochran settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Rick Farrell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Farrell is 2-for-3 in the game, with a single and a triple. He's got three RBIs. Farrell hits a fly ball for an out with unknown description. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 8, with the score, the Athletics 8, and the Browns 7. The Athletics will come to bat. Jimmy Fox is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fox is 2-for-4 in the game, with a single and a double. He's got two RBIs. Fox hits a line drive into center field. Shult settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Mulehaus is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Haas is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single and a walk. He's got two RBIs. Haas hits a fly ball into left field. Goslin settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Eric McNair is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McNair is 2-for-4 in the game, with a single and a home run. He's got one RBI. McNair hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Stewart fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 8, with the score, the Athletics 8, and the Browns 7. The Browns will come to bat. Ski Melillo is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Melillo is 0-for-2 in the game. With a walk. Melillo hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Bishop scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Lynn Storti pinch hits for Ed Grimes. Lynn Storti is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Storti hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Jim Levy is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Levy is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Levy hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Mahaffey fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Storti moves to second. Johnny Schult pinch hits for lefty Stewart. Johnny Schult is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Schult hits a ball on the ground towards first. Fox fields it and throws to second for the out. Storti moves to third. Two outs. Knapp claws a pinch runs for Johnny Schult. Fred Schult is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Schult is 1-for-3 in the game, with a home run and a walk. He's got one RBI. Schult hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Bishop scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 9, with the score, the Athletics 8, and the Browns 7. The Athletics will come to bat. Lynn Storti now playing third base. Sam Gray now pitching. Jimmy Dykes is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Dykes is 2-for-4 in the game, with two singles. Dykes takes first base on ball 4. Roy Mahaffey is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mahaffey is 0-for-1 in the game. Mahaffey bunts towards first. Burns settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Max Bishop is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bishop is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single and three walks. Bishop strikes out. There goes Dykes. Here's the throw, and he's safe. Two outs. Doc Kramer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kramer is 2-for-5 in the game, with two singles. He's got one RBI. Kramer strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 9, with the score, the Athletics 8, and the Browns 7. The Browns will come to bat. Jack Burns is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Burns is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single and a walk. He's got one RBI. Burns hits a line drive into right field, out of the reach of Kramer. Burns reaches second base with a double. Bruce Campbell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Campbell is 1-for-3 in the game, with a double and a walk. He's got one RBI. Campbell hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Mahaffey fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Burns moves to third. Goose Goslin is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Goslin is 0-for-4 in the game. Goslin hits a pop-up towards short. McNair settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Rick Farrell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Farrell is 2-for-4 in the game, with a single and a triple. He's got three RBIs. Farrell hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Simmons. Farrell reaches second base with a double. Burns scores. Campbell moves to third. It's Athletics, 8, Browns, 8. Ski Melillo is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Melillo is 0-for-3 in the game. With a walk. Melillo is walked intentionally. Lynn Storti is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Storti is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Storti hits a ball on the ground towards first. Fox fields it and throws to home to get Campbell. Farrell moves to third. Melillo moves to second. Two outs. Jim Levy is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Levy is 2-for-4 in the game, with two singles. Levy is hit by the pitch. Farrell scores. Melillo moves to third. Storti moves to second. The game is over. The final score, St. Louis Browns, 9, and Philadelphia Athletics, 8. Goodbye from Sportsman's Park in St. Louis.